This show is brought to you by
6 years old, maybe productions.
Yo, crew members, what it be?
Heyo,
ho.
Sorry, that felt good. Speaking of which, it sounded like you were dying earlier, and I meant to ask you if you were all right. You were, like, coughing on your way down. It sounded like you were about to die.
I wasn't coughing, was I?
Yeah. That or you got ghosts? And if so, you're finishing this cast on your own.
Might have ghosts.
This cast would be a quick one anyway, because... What time is it, brother?
It's time for everybody to clear out those hard drives.
I haven't said that in, like, a year, bro.
You haven't, and I fucking miss it.
Yeah, well, that's what you get. That's what you get. Clowning me when I did it. And now it's, I miss it.
It sounded good, man. But, I enjoyed it.
But Wes is right. It is time to clear out them hard drives because there's some good shit coming to both Game Pass and your PlayStation subscriptions. So let's get to it.
Please.
Let's start. Dang. All right, let's start with Game Pass, with everything coming to Game Pass in April 2024. We got some good shit. So let's see what we have here. First, we have Ark Survival Ascended. I never got to mess around with one of those Ark games, but they always looked pretty cool.
I keep on getting TikToks of the fucking Ark games. And it's just like motherfuckers just like screaming at the top of their lungs because they're getting chased by a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Fair enough. After a number of delays, the current gen remaster of Ark finally arrived on Xbox in November, and it rebuilds the game in Unreal Engine 5, updates the visuals, enhances gameplay, and more. Now you can jump on Game Pass ahead of Ark 2's launch in 2024. Sounds good. Also, we have F1 23, which I know would make Mike happy if he didn't already buy it. After releasing for Game Pass PC and console, F1 23 makes its way to Game Pass Cloud, allowing you to play the game on the go. And perfect timing before F1 24 releases may not. Like I said, that F1 and Forza are... I feel like F1 has taken over.
Is it bad that I want to like take a snapshot of it, send it to your cousin, and be like, yo, dude, I heard about this great game. It's like such an awesome racing game. They redid a bunch of it. Dude, you'll love it.
Yep.
The graphics are so good. I don't know if you've heard of it yet. And then send it to them.
I would do it. Moving right along, we have Super Hot Mind Control Delete. Previously on Game Pass, Super Hot Mind Control Delete making its way back to Game Pass, offering a roguelike spin on the formula. There's a whole lot of killing, dodging, and weapons to be thrown across a ton of different levels against a variety of different enemies. Now, Super Hot, I'd seen a trailer for it for VR, I believe. They have a VR version. You've seen it, too. Just look at this picture.
Oh, okay. I have that. I have that game on PlayStation.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because it was part of one of the PlayStation deals at one point, and I picked it up.
Okay. If you're into a little bit of golf racing, we have Turbo Golf Racing.
Why not?
After an extended period of time in early access, the competitive Rocket Power Battle Golf Cart game will hit 1.0 in early April and be available on Game Pass at the same time. With a host of courses, unlockable items, and more, there's a ton of fun to be had as you compete against your friends and improve your skills in online matches. It's like Rocket League with golf.
Yeah.
Basically. Botany Manor. We have Botany Manor. I was actually interested in this a little bit. It's probably because of my grandmother.
I thought you were about to say you were interested in botany.
Well, in the game. Well, no. I mean, no. It's just Ukrainian grandmother growing up, walking around the neighborhood, always made me pose with flowers. Sniff it. Look like you're sniffing the flower. Yo, don't laugh at my Yuki grandma. It's fucked up, bro. Sniff it. Anyway.
Name of the episode.
Sniff it. Don't smoke. Anyway, so Botany Manor, set in a stately home in 19th century England. Huh? You play as Arabesque. I hear England, so I go, huh. I feel like that's how they all talk there.
What the actual hell?
I don't know.
Dude, like 10% of our listenership is in the
UK. I love them. Alex would kill me if she heard me say that. Because you play as Arabella Green, a retired botanist tasked with exploring the house and understanding the flora throughout its gardens and rooms. Each plant grants mysterious properties and qualities, and it is your job to discover them and improve your botany skills further. This next game, I almost want to try just because of the title. Sometimes the title sells a game alone.
I love when you say that.
Harold Halibut.
Oh, this game. Okay, yeah.
After 10 years in development, this wildly unique adventure game is finally hitting Xbox and Game Pass. It's been 250 years since your home, an Ark-like spaceship, fled an Earth on the verge of Cold War to find a habitable planet to preserve the human race. As Harold, a young lab assistant for the ship's lead scientist, Jean Moreau, you work tirelessly to find a way for your ship to leave the planet and find a new, drier home. But the weird, wonderful, and diverse people of the Fedora, I keep Harold busy too, until one fateful encounter plunges Harold into a world no one could have imagined, and one that may hold the key to Moreau's relaunch plans.
10-year stop-motion claymation video.
Yeah, it's at 5 times.
Dude.
Yeah. Moving right along, and it's funny because we were...
I almost feel guilty if I don't try it. 10 years of stop motion for a video game.
Even if it didn't, it had Fedora in all caps. You're the Fedora dude. But you got to play it. This is actually kind of interesting considering after the last Metal Gear episode when I had you watch that video of Psycho Mantis when he was talking about Suikoden.
Yeah, that was fucking wild.
Because the next game is Ayuden Chronicle 100 Heroes, the long-awaited spiritual successor to Suikoden. Finally arriving in April and is looking stunning. The game has you leading 100+ playable characters through a war-torn world that only you can save by combining your skills, abilities, and individual strengths. 100+ playable characters.
Yeah, I see a hundo. That sitting right here.
And the next game, One Man's Trash, is Another Crab's Treasure. It's actually not all. It's called Another Crab's Treasure. I know the first part. But okay. another. I assume that's where they're getting it from. So Another Crab's Treasure. By now, you've probably played a Souls-like, but have you ever played an underwater Souls-like where you play as a crab?
I feel like that. I think I'm going to have to go ahead and suggest this one to Adrian.
Yep. The answer to that question is no, you haven't. Well, Another Crab's Treasure will solve that for you and deliver a fun, tough, and hilarious experience where you use a host of different shells to grant you unique powers to make your way across the bed of the ocean. A Souls-like as a crab. I love it.
Think about... See, it's funny to me because I'm thinking like the graphics. I'm thinking like Elden Ring graphics, but underwater on the oceans, on the ocean floor. I mean, you could do some wild shit with that.
While I am doing this last one, before I move to PlayStation, can you do me a favor and just look up what is leaving Game Pass in April?
Gotcha.
So the last thing that's coming in April, we have Manor Lords. If you've ever wanted to be a medieval lord, who hasn't? Then Manor Lords is the game for you. The strategy game allows you to grow your village into a bustling city running on production chains, horse and cart deliveries, allotments with soldiers to protect the rural metropolis. A host of customization systems, management systems, city building, gameplay mechanics, and more allow you to craft the land of your dreams as your settlement grows each week. So those are the 9 games coming to Game Pass in April 2024. While Wes is looking this up real quick, I'll hit you real quick. So it's Ark Survival Ascended coming April 1st, F1 23 on the 2nd, along with Super Hot Mind Control Delete. On the 4th, we have Turbo Golf Racing. On the 9th, you get Botany Manor. April 16th is when you get Harold Halibut. On the 24th, 25th, and 26th, you get Ayuden Chronicle 100 Heroes, Another Crab's Treasure, and Manor Lords.
Okay, so... I found something on Reddit from a Reddit poster, Microsoft Rewards. You mean within top 5% of, like, I guess this type of shit. But by April 15th, they're saying that Life is Strange, Quantum Break, The Rift Breaker, Moon Glow Bay, Rainbow Six Extraction, The Dungeon of... Oh, God. Nael...
You want to just turn that screen? I'll help you out.
Nelbeck.
Buke. No, I'm just going to let you take that.
Please. The Long Dark and Panzer Corps 2.
What did you just say? The what?
Long Dark.
Long, okay. Definitely thought you said the Lawn Darts. I was like, I didn't see that game
We're
on there.
We're not talking about that one.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that, sir.
Yes, sir.
And moving right along to PlayStation Plus monthly games for April. Blast Magic, and of course, just like before, for Xboxes, actually this time I got it off Game Rant. PlayStation's always come straight from PlayStation.blog, so you know it's legit. So all of these will be playable on April 2nd. Blast Magic, embark on a blocky fantasy adventure, and free your demon brethren with April's monthly games lineup for PlayStation Plus. Immortals of Avium, we don't know. Minecraft Legends, Skull.
That one is awesome.
I remember you playing it. Were you telling me about it?
Loved it.
Skull the Hero Slayer also will be available to play for PlayStation Plus members from Tuesday, April 2nd until Monday, May 6th. Take a closer look. So, Immortals of Avium. Single-player first-person magic shooter tells the story of Jack as he joins an elite order of battle mages to save a world on the edge of an abyss. Magic is at the core of both your offense and defense. Experience fast, fluid, first-person spell-based combat. Unlock and upgrade more than 25 spells and 80 talents. Discover, upgrade, and craft hundreds of pieces of magical gear. Refine your playstyle across three forces of magic and become Avium's. Definitely not Ovum. Most powerful Triarch Magnus. Moving right along, which Wes already told you how much he loved it, we have Minecraft Legends. Discover the mysteries of Minecraft Legends in this action strategy game. Explore a gentle land of rich resources and lush biomes on the brink of destruction. The ravaging piglins have arrived, and it's up to you to form alliances with new friends and familiar mobs, then lead the charge in epic battles against the fierce piglins to defend the overworld. You can challenge your friends or team up in intense battles in online play for up to 8 players as you defend your village while leading your unit to destroy your opponent's settlements.
Pretty much, we are talking about Diablo mixed with Minecraft.
Yeah, you said it's like it's a dungeon crawler.
Yeah, it's a Minecraft skin on a Diablo over-the-top game. It's pretty much that simple. But you can play up to 8 people, like you said, which is phenomenal. I mean, if for like kids who want to go ahead and just, you mean, run a freaking party, you know what I mean? So, yeah. that's badass.
Absolutely. And last, we have Skull, the Hero Slayer. Da-dum. An attack on the Demon King's castle by a heroic band of adventurers has seen all but one of its denizens captured and imprisoned. Now as a lowly skeleton skull, you must save your demonic brethren. This 2D action platformer boasts roguelike features with an ever-changing map and a growing arsenal of abilities, each with its own unique attack range, speed, and power. Equip 2 types at a time to fit your playstyle and switch out during combat to find the best strategy to defeat your foes. In addition to that, we're actually also going to get, for those who play, the Overwatch 2 Mega Bundle, which is going to be exclusive to PlayStation Plus members. Don't miss out on the free Legendary Beekeeper Sigma, Legendary Art Deco Symmetra, 7 Epic Skins, and 5 Battle Pass Tier Skips. This bundle is available for a limited time. And also, because this one I do have, it's your last chance to download March's monthly games, and they were bangers.
They were.
So, it's your last chance to download F1 23, Sifu, Hello Neighbor 2, and Destiny 2 Witch Queen.
I downloaded Sifu the other night.
They will be gone April 1st. Get them while they're hot.
I had to make sure I grabbed it before it was too late.
Yeah.
Now, since Andy, you know, I mean, he gave you all the free shit, now I'm going to tell you about the shit you got to pay for.
This episode's always weird for me, because once you start this, I don't say another word really for the rest of the episode.
No, you really
basically
don't.
Except for, you know, unless I'm excited about something, which I know I'm excited for something.
Yeah, so we're going to start off on... Actually, I'm not... do me a favor. Look this one up for Dave the Diver.
What do you want me to look up about it?
The release date, because all I see is up here is April, but it doesn't give me... So I normally get my information for new games releasing from Gamerant, and this time, I mean, they have a few little mix-ups on here. Do you have anything?
No, all I'm seeing here
for
is...
PS4 and PS5?
It just says that... The Nintendo Switch version was released in October 23, and a version for PS4 and PS5 will be released in April 2024.
Okay, so we don't have an actual date, so just keep your eyes peeled and your ears open. So Dave the Diver for PS4 and PS5. Dude, that game took a lot of shit by storm with, like, the Game Awards stuff. I remember that last year. You know what I mean? It definitely got a lot of attention. April 4th, we will have Freedom Planet 2 coming out for the PS4, PS5, Switch, Xbox One, Series S and X. And then April 16th is going to be a fun one. People on PlayStation and Switch, you guys will finally get to understand how much fun I had playing Grounded. That one is coming out for the PS4, PS5, and Switch. April 18th, we have Final Fantasy 16, the Rising Tide DLC. That one is going to be coming out. And then April 18th, we also have No Rest for the Wicked, the game coming from Moon Studios.
Yes, their new IP.
Yes.
And I love.
Now, isn't it supposed to be a Souls game? Like, give me Souls-ish?
I do remember
hearing that. Another one we're going to be getting is on April 23rd. We're going to have the one that Andy was talking about earlier, the Eidon Chronicles, 100 Heroes. That's going to be for PS4, PS5, Switch, Xbox One, and Series S and X. And then the game that I'm probably the most excited for, April 23rd, we have Tales of K'Zera: Zao. That one is coming out for the PS5, Series S and X, and Switch. I already have that game pre-ordered. Like, I made sure that I am going 10 toes down, first run on this.
Get it?
After that, we have a couple games for April 25th. We have Megaton Musashi Wired, and that's going to be for Switch, PS4, and PS5. And then another game that Andy was talking about earlier, Another Crab's Treasure, where it's the Souls game.
Underwater.
Underwater.
Mm-hmm. As a crab.
Souls game under the sea. And that's going to be for Series S and X, PS5, and Switch. April 26th, we have Sandland, which I believe is also getting a TV show on Netflix, I'm almost guaranteed. This is one of the last iterations of something from, who just died? Dragon Ball.
What?
Who just died? The guy that created Dragon Ball.
Oh, shit. Yeah, hold on.
I honestly think Sandland is one of his. You know, because it has that same exact art style.
Akira Toriyama.
Yes. Yeah, so Sandland, we have that one coming out for the PS4, PS5, Series S and X. I think I'm actually going to pick that one up as well, because the game definitely looks interesting. We have Stellar Blade coming out on the PS5 on April 26th, and then Top Spin 2K25 coming out for PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Series S and X. Whew. I have two more left for you. So let's get it. First one is going to be Braid, the Anniversary Edition. That one's going to be coming out for the PS4, PS5, Switch, Xbox One, Series S and X on April 30th. And the last one coming out April 30th on PS5, Sea of Thieves.
Talking about that one for a while, too.
Yes. I know we do have some stuff that did happen in the, in the gaming world. We have the new Overwatch style Marvel game. We have, a handful of other stuff happening. We know about GameStop. They're fucking dropping more people and more stores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we'll go ahead and jump into all that stuff next week. We'll go ahead and
there's a lot of things to cover.
Make sure to give it all its due. So until next time, I'm gonna let Ant go ahead and do what he do. So you can say, you can say your last words on here.
Bye, y'all.
All right, y'all. Peace. Be good. Ant, your turn.
Glorious. It's a glorious day today, and it's Saturday, and we're going to connect with CGC. You can find us at consolegamingcrew.com. You can find us at our email, which is consolegamingcrew@gmail.com. Our Twitter handle, by the way, is @consolecrew. YouTube and Instagram are both consolegamingcrew. If you check us out, check out Boss Rush Network, which is bossrush.net. Great place. There's lots of things you can find there aside from us. Great people. By the way, Twitch should be returning at some point. It is CGC Podcast. We have co-op Mondays, and we're going to do something fancy for Fridays. I don't know yet. But that's where you can find us. And I hope you all have a wonderful day.
This was a show from
6 Years Old Maybe Productions.